You know, the history of the arts in Petersburg is as lively as any place there is in the nation, I would say, starting with those early pioneers who brought their arts from the old country, and of course the native people had developed theirs over the course of centuries. But all the needlework and the music and the urge to get together and dance was there at the very start. And since that time, of course, groomed by the art teachers that have flown through town in great armies over the 100 years and promoted ceramics, the visual arts, theater, poetry, dance, piano, orchestral. There have been so many wonderful proponents of the arts that we have before us now in our maturity as a city, almost anything you would care to name.
Tell me about your contribution. What are some of the things that you work on in the arts?
And the Friends of Petersburg Libraries, of course, has a wonderful program called Poet Laureate. And now we've extended it, and we're making it Writer Laureate, because Petersburg is full of literary artists of all sorts. We have the poets, and we have the writers, the humorous writers, the serious writers, the nature writers, the fiction, the nonfiction, the memoir, the Great Alaskan I Was There story. We have all kinds of that. And so Mother taught me political parody was the way to go, so I really just write doggerel parody, but it's fun for me, and it's can be helpful on a program. So I like to, as president of the Friends, promote as many, help the group promote as many literary events as we possibly can. And, of course, our public library picks up the ball and hurls it pretty darn fast down the lane.
You have been known for each year coming up with a parody of politics and news and various things that you sing at Christmas time.
You know, my mom was the one who started that, too. She said, you know, we've got to see the humor in everything. And so we began writing a Christmas parody that covered, in some way, the politics of our town, our state, our nation, and our world. And then we went around crashing Christmas parties, trying to take a humorous look at the events of the year.
Would you say that your end of the arts is more in the writing performing area?
I would say yes, and I also love music. I had the pleasure this year. Ingrid Jensen came to town. She is the daughter-in-law of John and Sherry Weekon, and she is a professor of jazz trumpet and plays worldwide with her husband John Weekon Jr. And so when she comes to town, musicians get together. We had wonderful musicales and played at the Lutheran Church. So I have the fun of playing the piano with lots of local musicians here and there. And then, of course, the Piano Society. Our greatest achievement so far was bringing to town a professor of piano who gave some master classes in a public concert. And that was we have ambitions for who knows what may happen in the future. There are a lot of piano players in town, and the interesting thing is the original piano of Petersburg is enshrined at the Holy Cross House with a plaque on the wall, the very
Lutheran
first
Church,
piano
yeah.
to come to Petersburg.
And then, of course, when was that?
That was, I would say before 1910. And then, of course, we have that piano, and then we have the glorious Yamaha on the stage of the Petersburg Auditorium. So soup to nuts, that's the kind of music we have here.
How would you encourage somebody to get involved in the arts? What would you tell them to start with?
Oh, there are wonderful ways to start getting involved with the arts in Petersburg. And the first is to speak to a person on the board of the Petersburg Arts Council, because they do so much to encourage not only the performing arts, but all kinds of other things. And then also to go to the public library and take a peek at the programming and find out how to participate, maybe even how to help. And then watch out for the listings of, say, the Parks and Rec program. Call KFSK and see what you can find out about wearable art. I believe that will be the next big thing coming up here in 2011. And then, of course, dance arts, Norwegian dancing, native dancing, stepping out dancing.
I think we've even mentioned the painting and the various painting classes and visual arts classes, various different mediums that happen on a regular basis.
Yes, and when you tune into KFSK, you will hear announcements of exactly what teachers are coming up and what groups are providing it. You can go to the Cubbyhole. You can join the Quilt Guild galleries. The galleries are bursting with art and the traditional rose mauling. And then, of course, the inspiration of Petersburg is worth mentioning. just one look at Devil's Thumb will make you want to pick up the pencil and start drawing.
Then you can join the plein air art club.
The plein air painters, yes. Right, right. And really, the artists of Petersburg are so welcoming and so ready to embrace a new beginner. We have art in every venue. We have the 1% art program on the buildings around town. We have the relics of former art teachers. Why, even the paintings on the tail of Alaska Airlines were done by Fred Thomas, once an art teacher at PHS. The fountain in front of the museum, done by Carson Boyson, and his work is on the other public buildings, too. The museum art shows have been so successful. Sue McCallum and that board of the museum have brought so many varied art shows. I'm thinking of that wonderful Hoopy Davidson's brother's photography we saw. Who would have known that he had such wonderful photography until we got to see it at the Colossal Museum? And then, of course, when you speak about art in town, there's the spontaneous art. I ask you, have you driven around the Loop lately?
I haven't, actually. Is there something like the doors that we saw one time out the road, or the paintings, some of the paintings that have appeared, or art that's just appeared downtown?
There are some interestingly wrapped trees on the corner as you pass the airport on the way to Sandy Beach. Yes, art comes out of many sources in Petersburg, from a love of heritage and from an inculcated love of fine art, and from, of course, the local artists, which constitute just about every single person living in Petersburg.